your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Daytime highs approaching 43 today under overcast skies, winds out of the north 10 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely tonight, lows dip down to about 14, cloudy skies expected. Snow likely again tomorrow, highs level off around 20, overcast skies. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 41.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. U.S. per capita consumption of fluid cow's milk has been trending downward since about the mid-1940s, and it fell at a faster rate during the 2010s and in each of the previous six decades. Using dietary intake surveys collected between 2003 and 2018, USDA's Economic Research Service examined recent trends in milk consumption by looking at how individuals consume the milk and consumers' ages. Results confirm that drinking milk as a beverage is the primary way individuals of all ages consume fluid cow's milk. These beverages include plain and flavored fluid milk and other milk-based beverages. On a given day, in 2003 and 4, U.S. consumers drank about 0.57 cup equivalents of fluid cow's milk on average. Consumption declined over the 2010s, falling to about 0.33 cup equivalent. In 2017 and 18, over the study period, U.S. per person consumption of milk with cereal also fell by a 0.06 cup equivalent, with the steepest drop in consumption occurring among kids. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced plans yesterday to increase capacity at California's Port of Oakland and improve service for shippers of U.S.-grown ag commodities. USDA is partnering with the Port of Oakland to set up a new 25-acre pop-up site to make it easier for agriculture companies to fill empty shipping containers with commodities. Fewer containers are available for U.S. agriculture commodities as ocean carriers have circumvented traditional marketing channels and rushed containers back exported empty. USDA taking action to reduce the shipping disruptions preventing U.S. ag products from reaching their markets. The secretary said the partnership with the Port of Oakland builds the aggressive approach to addressing challenges within the supply chain. He said the site will provide space to prepare empty containers beginning in early March. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Holstrom welcomed the announcement. That is an Ag Business Update. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Topeka fire crews made quick work of a grass fire near the Goodyear plant in North Topeka. Around 5 p.m. on Monday, firefighters responded to the fire on the north side of Highway 24, which is just east of Goodyear. Several acres were scorched by flames. Fire officials at the scene did not know how it started. However, they say it is a reminder to be cautious in light of the dry weather the area has had recently. Geary County Commissioners on Monday adopted a resolution that commits funding to support the financially challenged Geary Community Hospital in Junction City. They will use available American Recovery Program Act money to help defray operational expenses and cash flow requirements to ensure the hospital does not face a reduction in services. There is a maximum total of approximately $3.5 million in available ARPA money. The hospital did announce last month that they would close the intensive care unit February 1st. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and the station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
In the almost four decades, Ted Coleman has worked for the Kansas Department of Transportation, and he says he's never seen staff shortages this severe. Coleman, a public service administrator with KDOT, says he'd ideally like to have at least 14 staff members on his team. At the moment, he only has six. Coleman says some of our engineers, our technicians, come in and drive for us. KDOT Public Affairs Manager Tom Hine says most counties are 10 to 20% understaffed. Despite shortages, KDOT says it's prepared for the upcoming winter storm, but warns delays are likely, especially in western Kansas, where the shortages are arguably most severe. The Barton County Sheriff's Office, along with the KBI, the Great Bend Police Department, the Kansas Highway Patrol, and Barton County Community Corrections, conducted a joint operation last Friday to locate wanted suspects in Barton County. From 6 p.m. to 3 a.m. in the morning, law enforcement officers were active in Barton County, which led to a total of 9 arrests and 2 warrants cleared. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska State Senator Mike Flood says he has raised more than $400,000 in the last 2 weeks since he announced his campaign to challenge U.S. Representative Jeff Fortenberry in the Republican primary. Flood launched his campaign on January 16th and has received endorsements from Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts and former Governor Dave Heineman. He launched his campaign as Fortenberry fights charges alleging that he lied to federal authorities who are investigating an illegal 2016 campaign contribution from a foreign national. Nebraska hospital officials said Monday that it appears the latest surge in COVID-19 cases driven by the highly contagious Omicron variant may have peaked in the state, but hospitalizations remain extremely high. The number of cases the state reported to the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention fell last week to 22,302 for the week ending Thursday from a previous week's record of 29,141. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Before you know it, spring will be here, and it'll be time to start mowing again. So now's the time to get your mower to Maximum Outdoor Equipment and get in on the Kohler Winter Service Special. Take your mower to Maximum Outdoor before the end of February, and you'll get a 15% discount on labor. Or give them a call at 943-0201 and arrange half-price pickup and delivery of your mower. The folks at Maximum Outdoor Equipment know mowers inside and out, and unlike the big box stores, they specialize in outdoor power equipment. They've been servicing Kohler engines for over 30 years and have the genuine Kohler parts and the expertise to make sure your mower is ready to mow come spring. This Kohler Winter Service Special is only good through the end of February, so don't wait too long. Bring your mower to Maximum Outdoor, just south of Kellogg on West Street, for a 15% discount on labor, or call 943-0201 for half price pickup and delivery.
Maximum service, maximum value, Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes submitted her resignation effective April 1st to Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting. She served as county health nurse the past 20 years. The board will seek the assistance of HR partners in creating an advertisement looking for a health department administrator as well as an additional registered nurse. Also at last week's meeting, April Todd with Pony Express Partnership for Children met to give an update on services they offer. Pepsi provides a variety of assistance, including housing, utility, supplies, and etc. They're in the process of opening an alternate hours child care center for second and third shift workers, focusing on the hours 1:30 p.m. to 11:30. Washington County Commissioners conducted mostly routine business last week and heard a request from Russ Behrens of Hanover for consideration of including a new commercial building he's putting up in Hanover on the neighborhood revitalization program. That would allow 10 years reduced property taxes. He was reminded application must be made prior to construction beginning, which was not done. Noxious weed. Further conversation regarding chemical sales direct versus vouchers for residents. It was noted most sales are small amounts. Larger purchases were generally less expensive through private vendors, so no changes were recommended. Nemahal County Commissioners met briefly in a special session last Wednesday and approved a request from the County Health Department to hire a temporary assistant on an as-needed basis. Anna Knapp will assist with those testing positive for COVID. 82 active cases with 3 hospitalizations were noted in Nebahal County last week, as well as 4 recent deaths related to COVID, bringing the total fatalities to 61 these past 2 years. With a recent surge in cases, Kansas Department of Health and Environment has directed contact tracing responsibilities to individuals involved as of February 1st. Last Monday's Nebahal County Commissioners meeting was mostly routine business. A Marysville family was involved in an automobile accident in Oklahoma a week ago, Sunday, January 23rd. Juan and Laura Montero, who own and operate the El Ranchero Mexican restaurant in Marysville, as well as their 3 children and a niece, were injured when a vehicle driving the wrong way entered their lane and struck their SUV. Juan Montero, his oldest son, and youngest daughter reportedly suffered serious injury, while Laura Montero, their oldest daughter, and a niece were treated for minor injuries and were released. A GoFundMe account has been established for the family toward medical expenses. Contributions may also be left at First Commerce Bank in Marysville. Early start Tuesday for Marysville High basketball, hosting Riley County with the varsity girls at 4:30, boys to follow at 6, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Frank L. Cookus Jr., age 77 of Wymore, passed away Friday. Celebration of life service will be held at a later date, with the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Frank Cookus Jr. Mildred J. Muting, age 90 of Axtell, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday 1 until 5 at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Mildred Muting.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. We will continue to stay fairly mild throughout the region today before winds pick up out of the northwest, causing our temperatures to drop drastically throughout the afternoon. Temperatures will remain extremely chilly in the overnight hours and continue to stay cooler throughout the next couple of days. Today, we can expect to see highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s throughout Iowa, the upper 20s and upper 30s throughout Nebraska, the mid-30s and upper 40s throughout Kansas, and lower 30s to upper 50s throughout Missouri. Conditions will remain fairly dry throughout the daytime before a strong upper-level low-pressure system moves through overnight, bringing cooler temperatures and accumulating snowfall throughout the region. Temperatures will stay cooler throughout Wednesday and Thursday before warming up on Friday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early February, 41. Record high on this date, 73. The average low, 19, and the record low, 16, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:34. Sunset this evening at 5:48. National Weather Service has issued a severe winter storm watch and warning for parts of Kansas. Significant snow accumulations expected, especially across east central Kansas. The portion of southeast Kansas south of I-70 could receive up to a foot of snow. North of I-70, there will be a band of 4 to 9 inch snow accumulation from Manhattan up towards St. Joe. Points north of that, in our neck of the woods, forecasting currently 1 to 4 inches. Could be more or less depending on the exact track of the storm. Precipitation may begin as a wintry mix Tuesday evening, but will quickly change over to all snow by early Wednesday morning. Snow may be heavy at times, especially through east central Kansas on Wednesday. Be advised if you're planning travel. There remains some uncertainty with the track of the system, intensity, and snow amounts. However, model trends indicate accumulations ranging anywhere from an inch to four along the northern tier of counties, 4 to 10 inches across points through east central and southeast Kansas.
An oddity on the calendar, February also brings some oddities in the sky. The stargazing preview is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac. Farmers and ranchers looking to help their own following the devastating windstorms and fires in Kansas December 15th can use the Hitchpen app to help deliver relief.
Hitchpen is a great way to let others know what kind of help you need, or if you are able to help by donating hay, services, materials, labor, or any other kind of donation.
From the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, February 1st, the 32nd day of the year. In 1940, the Tommy Dorsey Band was trying out a new singer, a young kid named Frank Sinatra. And Elvis and Priscilla Presley had a daughter on this day in 1968. Lisa Marie turns 54. A check of the sky chart shows that February's full moon will occur on the 16th. Then we got to thinking if it's possible to have a month without a full moon. The answer is yes, but only in February. Since the lunar cycle is 29 and a half days, there are rare years when full moons fall on January 31st and March 1st. This last occurred in 2018, and the next will be in 2037. Coincidentally, the same phenomenon produces blue moons in January and March of those same years. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The 10th-ranked Kansas Jayhawks look to get back on track when they take on number 20 Iowa State in Ames in a Big 12 conference matchup tonight. The Jayhawks, 17-3 overall, 6-1 of the Big 12, had a five-game winning streak snapped on Saturday with an 80-62 Big 12 SEC Challenge loss to Kentucky. The Cyclones, who are 16-5, 3-5 in the Big 12, who have won two in a row, are coming off a 67-50 win over Missouri on Saturday in the Big 12 SEC Challenge matchup. Tip-off from Hilton Coliseum in Ames, Iowa is set for 6 o'clock tonight. The Wichita State Shockers host the Tulsa Golden Hurricane tonight at 8 o'clock at Charles Koch Arena in Wichita. Tulsa is 7-12 overall, 1-7 in the AAC. The Shockers are 10-8 overall and 1-5 in the AAC. Tyson Etienne leads the Shockers, averaging 14.7 points per game. Tip set for 8 o'clock tonight on ESPNU. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes and four teammates may no longer be playing for the Super Bowl, but they aren't ready to hang up their cleats for the season. The NFL announced that Mahomes will play in Sunday's Pro Bowl in Las Vegas, representing the AFC. Mahomes will join Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, wide receiver Tyreek Hill, left tackle Orlando Brown Jr., and safety Tyrann Mathieu in Vegas this weekend. Chris Jones was also elected to the Pro Bowl, but will not play because of an injury. A plaque honoring baseball legend Jackie Robinson that was vandalized in Georgia is coming to Kansas City's Negro Leagues Baseball Museum to be put on display. The sign was erected in 2001 outside the birthplace of Robinson near Cairo, Georgia. Community members there discovered last year that someone had shot the plaque multiple times. Curator and museum vice president Ray Doswell tells the Kansas City Star that displaying the defaced marker is an opportunity to teach the public about Robinson's story and combat hate. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tuesday night basketball action. Early start for the Marysville Bulldogs hosting Riley County with the threat of weather. 4:30 girls varsity, about 6 for the boys varsity, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights tips off at Hanover. Frankfort entertains Blue Valley. Axtell's at Donovan West. Washington County travels to Leon, and Centralia's at Rock Creek. Kansas Jayhawk basketball tonight, 6 o'clock tip-off. We'll join the pregame following our evening news block on KNDY FM 95.5.
Fight the winter blues and add a little sparkle to your indoor decor with flowering houseplants. A colorful cyclamen, long-blooming orchid, or easy-care anthurium are sure to make you smile every time you catch a glimpse of these beauties. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Start with a trip to your favorite florist or garden center. Wander through their plant collection and feel your blood pressure drop, mood improve, and if you're like me, you'll find plenty of beautiful plants to try. Select a plant that will complement your indoor decor. Now review the care tag and make sure it will thrive in your indoor growing conditions and with the care you are able to provide. Most flowering plants prefer a bright location free of drafts of hot and cold air. Water thoroughly and often enough to keep the soil slightly moist, and pour off excess water that collects in the saucer. But always follow recommendations on the tag. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Today we welcome our new listeners on the Mighty 920, KDHL in Faribault, Minnesota. Across from the radio station, you'll find a bank that attracts some people just to see the interesting items inside, including something called the Mighty Faribault that helped do work on the farm before the days of tractors. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The State Bank of Faribault was established in 1919. As bank president John Carlander explains, he wanted this building to be more than just a financial institution.
Because of the community support, we thought it would be important to share some of the history of Faribault.
The interior of this bank is quite a sight. In some ways, it resembles a museum. One of John's prized items on display is a Faribault gas engine built in the days before tractors even existed. John went to an auction in Wisconsin to purchase one of the rare engines, but was unsuccessful. 3 months later, a unique opportunity arose.
Some individuals had discovered a refurbished Faribault gas engine in Kenyon, Minnesota. So I was invited to go over and take a look at it, and I was able to convince the current owner at that time to sell it to the State Bank of Faribault with the idea that it would be on display.
This is a small but mighty engine on wheels, used as a stationary power source for farm machinery. It was built here in town and was known as the Mighty Faribault.
I know what it took to get it in here. I can only imagine moving that around on the farm with horses. If you look at the wheels, I think they're quite narrow. I'm surprised they weren't wider back then. I'm sure that once the unit was in place, it was not a favorable thing to move it.
People come here to take care of their finances, but some just come to visit items like the Mighty Faribault engine that is on display.
Our slogan around here is "Our interest is you," and we make dreams come true. So to share Faribault's history with not only Faribault people, it's pretty neat.
But there's much more inside this bank, including a working beer bottling line. Really? It's next time as we travel the countryside in Faribault, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCray.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
If you or someone you know is struggling with a mental health crisis, the American Farm Bureau can help. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They have a one-stop program for mental health support as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Is everything okay with you? Things we can't control, such as economic uncertainty, vulnerability to weather events, the pandemic, and limited access to health care, add stress to an already demanding job on the farm. Farmers and ranchers should not have to struggle with the added mental stress all on their own. The American Farm Bureau has an online program called Farm State of Mind that is specifically geared towards farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Terry Moore is the organization's vice president of communications. She says any farmer anywhere can jump on their website to find resources and help if they need some support.
We have a directory on our website for all across the country, resources for counseling. Our big effort now is just to let everybody know that it's okay not to be okay. The stigma associated with mental health support and counseling is so unfortunate because, especially in the pandemic, we have recognized that it has been a very, very difficult time for a lot of people.
The directory features listings for county and statewide mental health crisis hotlines, support lines, counseling services, and other resources in every state. She says they also provide training for people who interact with farmers and how to recognize that somebody might need help.
We have a whole training program for people just to be able to identify and offer some support, a referral really, not to be a counselor, but to recognize the signs of when someone may need that support. So we have that training program, which is free and available.
Learn more about Farm State of Mind and how to find help for yourself or a loved one at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The wine and the bread and the
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Treat your Valentine to dinner and a show at the Weaver Hotel and Opera House in Waterville, Saturday, February 12th. They'll be serving a prime rib dinner beginning at 6, $30 per person plus tax and gratuity. Reservations for the dinner are required by Monday, February 7th, phone 363-2515. Followed by My One and Only in concert at the Opera House in Waterville, Saturday, February 12th at 7:30. It's a Valentine's special with the dinner and show in Waterville, February 12th.
A contract poultry farmer talks about the power imbalance in her business today on Farm to Fork.
SIBO Technologies is focused on scaling regenerative agriculture. That's why we've created a program to remove the risk of starting new regenerative and carbon sequestering farming practices. The program is called SIBO Carbon Bridge, and it's free for corn and soybean farmers who own some or all of the land they farm. SIBO Carbon Bridge pays farmers up to $35 an acre in year one for implementing new regenerative practices. It pays again in years two and three. The idea is to ease the transition into regeneration by rewarding growers for converting to climate-resilient practices that will both improve the soil and help solve climate change. Space and time are limited for this year's program, so growers should act now to sign up and see if they qualify. Learn more at SIBOtechnologies.com/carbon.
The pending joint venture between Cargill and Continental Grain to purchase poultry company Sanderson Farms came up in a recent House Judiciary Subcommittee hearing. Contract grower Trina McClendon of Magnolia, Mississippi, testified that deals like this are bad for growers like her.
I'm asking you to stop this buyout and send a clear and concise message to Sanderson Farms,
Cargill and Continental Grain, that the consolidation of our industry is detrimental to the continued practice of a free and fair market economy. I'm asking that you simply enforce the rules that were written to protect our country's food supply, and that you place a temporary moratorium on all large food and agribusiness mergers. And lastly, I urge you to protect all Americans across this country. And you can do this by protecting our most important asset, our food, and the farmers who grow it.
McClendon says her situation went from bad to worse after the Sanderson takeover was announced.
I believe that I speak for all rural Americans and all family farmers across this country when I say that we love our jobs and we love growing food for this country.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
A soil health workshop is planned Friday, February 11th at the Nemahal County Community Center in Seneca. Join progressive farmer and ag instructor Lucinda Stunkel and author, agronomist, and green cover seed specialist Dale Strickler for a conversation with the producer panel Q&A and wraps program updates highlighted. The day-long event includes lunch and is open to all producers and landowners on February 11th in Seneca. RSVP is requested by February 7th. Contact Glacial Hills RCD at 785-340-2554.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. While the battle continues up in Canada with the truck drivers protesting the COVID-19 vaccines, as Canada has now officially made their essential worker status revoked, and some are actively protesting the vaccination mandates. As some unvaccinated truckers like Joe Janzen, along with hundreds of other non-vax protesters, are delivering their message in person in Ottawa, where they arrived this weekend.
There's a lot of support here right now. It's just slow rolling. We're just making it known that we're here to make a stand. Enough's enough. It's a matter of having a choice.
You're forcing it upon people. Choosing between a job or a vaccination isn't a choice.
We're here to take these trucks across Canada to stop this tyranny.
As more truckers gather into the Ottawa area, with some highways seeing miles of near 75 miles worth of trucks lined up going into the city, the Canadian Health Minister says it's only going to cause harm for already strained and breaking supply chain issues for groceries and other goods in the area. As they say, Canadian-American truckers were given 3 months' notice before the rules came into effect.
This has been known for some time, since November. All truckers and all trucking companies know that this is coming on both sides of the border. We both agree that protecting the health and safety of workers is also protecting the supply chains. The vast majority of truckers have made the right choice. They have had a vaccine.
Even with the protests of thousands of truckers all over the country of Canada, the Canadian Trucking Alliance says it does strongly disapprove of the convoy protests that is slowing progress on their public roads, highways, and bridges. And the Canadian Trucking Alliance, which initially lobbied for continued essential worker status for their members, has posted, quote, "Now that both Canada and the U.S. have vaccination rules in place, all cross-border truckers must comply and adapt to the new COVID-19 rules." Consumer groups are concerned that along with the disruption of traffic flow, the real danger is the already strained supply chain issues. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Tired of the radio hype guy emphasizing the too-good-to-be-true car payment? Then the talk-so-fast-you-can't-understand-him guy delivers the details about what you'll owe up front? At Midwest Kia, we continue to reimagine the way a car dealership should be. So we thought we'd start right here. And as part of our promise to provide a better way to buy in 2022, we're hyping the things that we can deliver on, like exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, transparent pricing, plus Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Now that's how a car dealership keeps it simple. And we're going to give the talk so fast you can't understand him guy some well-deserved time off. Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. A better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and you'll see why more people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Oh, well, that was easy. But what do we do with these last few seconds? Oh, wait. Warranties are limited powertrain warranties.
The new year brings a sense of optimism and determination. While there are many questions that need answers, you have a reliable and relevant source to get the information you need. This station at agview.net. Input cost, supply chain, consumer demand, and weather are all factors that affect your bottom line. Stick with the reliable and relevant source. Have a great 2022 from this radio station and AgView.net.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Soybean Checkoff-funded research finding ways to help farmers use new technologies to ultimately improve productivity. Michael Clements with more.
United Soybean Board Director and North Dakota farmer Matt Gass says research on drones helps farmers be more productive in the field.
That's become the new big thing with the technology. There's different projects. One is at Iowa State University. They're using high-resolution aerial imaging to help map soybean protein, the oil content, yield. It's a unique way of measuring field variability compared to what we've seen in the past, but it can really help the farmers better understand how to grow things more profitable and to market their grain a little better by knowing what their yields may be early on in the season.
Another study seeks to help farmers create tailored fertilizer application plans.
I study at Clemson University. They're using it to help recognize poorly nodulated soybeans. The goal is to be able to convert those maps into customized fertilization plans to help protect the farmer's yield. There's another one at Louisiana State University to determine how farmers can see crop variants with lower cost drones. The data showing equal results are pretty similar to more expensive drones with the lower cost drones that they have out now. Ohio State University has a combination of focusing drone scouting and analytical tools to help show weed detection and control a lot earlier. And this really helps to reduce the amount of herbicide used on some of these fields.
He says the research fits into the overall goals of the Soybean Checkoff. The
main goal is profitability for farmers, obviously, and we want to find new uses, expand the markets that we currently have, and find just more uses for soybeans at the end of the day.
Learn more about Soy Checkoff funded research at www.soybeanresearchinfo.com. And stay up to date with the Checkoff on Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central on RFD-TV. Michael Clements reporting.
And USDA announced yesterday that Dennis McKinney, a farmer from Greensburg, Kansas, is the new Farm Service Agency Administrator for the Sunflower State. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Someone you know is struggling with a mental health crisis, the American Farm Bureau can help with an online program for mental health support on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
With Farmers Business Network, there's no need to compromise on your seed decisions. Shop FBN Direct for true quality seed that won't eat into your bottom line. Head to FBN.com/plant for seed guides. And get the lowdown on our full selection of corn, soybeans, sorghum, and more. Quality seed. Honest prices. No compromise. That's what you'll get with Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct. Visit FBN.com/plant.
Are you a farmer or rancher in the U.S. interested in a new revenue stream that is guaranteed for 10 years? Agora Carbon Alliance's national team of carbon farming experts can show you how by implementing simple practice changes like no-till, cover cropping, and grazing management. Contact your local on-the-ground Agora Carbon agronomist by visiting agorocarbonalliance.com.
Okay with you? Economic uncertainty, vulnerability to weather events, and limited access to health care add stress to an already demanding job on the farm. Farmers and ranchers should not have to struggle with the added mental stress all on their own. The American Farm Bureau has an online program called Farm State of Mind that is specifically geared toward farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Terry Moore is the organization's vice president of communications. She says any farmer anywhere can jump on their website to find resources and help if they need some support.
We have a directory on our website for all across the country, resources for counseling. Our big effort now is just to let everybody know that it's okay not to be okay. The stigma associated with mental health support and counseling is so unfortunate because, especially in the pandemic, we have recognized that it has been a very, very difficult time for a lot of people.
The directory features listings for crisis hotlines, support lines, counseling services, and other support resources in every state. She says they also provide training for people who interact with farmers and may be able to recognize that somebody might need help.
We have a whole training program for people just to be able to identify and offer some support, a referral really, not to be a counselor, but to recognize the signs of when someone may need that support. So we have that training program, which is free and available.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about Farm State of Mind at agriculture.com.
When it's time to start your demo day, you'll want to have the right tools readily available. Hometown Lumber and Hardware offers rental tools and equipment for your project start to finish. They have demolition hammers, jackhammers, drywall sanders, air-powered nailers, paint sprayers, and other tools you need. Whatever projects you're undertaking, Hometown Lumber and Hardware has the tool and equipment rentals available to make your job easier and more efficient.
Is your concrete looking a little rough? Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to complement your home or business. We offer stamped and stained concrete for a unique and custom look. Inline can also replace or add a concrete approach for your commercial building or farm shed. Call Inline today at 562-5525 for all your concrete needs.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Tuesday today. Market wrapping up here in just a little bit. A lot of green on the board, mostly higher in the grains and the livestock is how we go through the day today. Corn and wheat still doing well. Soybeans are still rocking it today. Livestock, they started off kind of mixed on the board. We're seeing a little bit of red pop up in some of the later futures, but overall mostly higher there as well. Starting off in your corn market, we're seeing March corn up right now 9.25 cents at 6.35 1/4. Kansas City wheat has definitely slowed down from early on when we saw some big gains there, but they're still positive with KC wheat for March up 3 cents at 7.84 1/4. Soybeans, on the other hand, still doing relatively well with March beans up 37 cents right now at 15.27 1/2. We have the meal for March up $15.30 at 4.34 1/30. And the bean oil for March is up 96 cents at 65.78. A little bit lower in the cotton after kind of bouncing back and forth throughout the day today. March cotton is down $1.66 right now at 125 at 91. And canola in the green by 770 at 10.20 90 cents. Over in the oats market, we're seeing mostly higher here. A couple days of positive growth with March oats up 17.5 cents at 713 even a bushel. Over the livestock market, as we mentioned, mostly mixed at the beginning of the day today, but we're seeing a lot of green on the board now. Live cattle for February is up $1.10 at 140.67. The April's also up $1.35. Feeder cattle up 60 cents for the March at 163.60. And the lean hogs a little bit mixed now. February's dipped into the red slightly, down 20 cents at 88.27. The April is up $2.25 at 97.95. So overall, mostly higher in the livestock market. U.S. dollar index, on the other hand, is a little bit lower with the March index down 14 cents at 96.39. We have the 30-year bonds for March down just slightly, almost a point at 155. And 10-year notes for March are down just slightly as well, sitting at 127. So overall, a little bit lower there. Mixing the stock market with the Dow Jones down by 12 points, the S&P and the NASDAQ in the green.
Tired of the radio hype guy emphasizing the too-good-to-be-true car payment? Then the talk-so-fast-you-can't-understand-him guy delivers the details about what you'll owe up front? At Midwest Kia, we continue to reimagine the way a car dealership should be. So we thought we'd start right here. And as part of our promise to provide a better way to buy in 2022, we're hyping the things that we can deliver on, like exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, transparent pricing, plus Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Now that's how a car dealership keeps it simple. And we're going to give the talk so fast you can't understand him guy some well-deserved time off. Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. A better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and you'll see why more people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Oh, well, that was easy. But what did we do with these last few seconds? Oh, wait. Warranties are limited powertrain warranties.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
For the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com.
Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Full-time legends of country music. From KNDY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.